The trees fall down by our merciless hands. The seas are no longer blue out of our indifference. The forest beholds the death of its children. And everything ends. Let's keep in mind, we only have one planet to live on.
In the name of God, dear listeners, welcome to the 25th weekly episode of the series, We Only Have One Planet to Live On. Today we speak of the impact of El Niño phenomenon on the environment. Do stay with us. Last week, we spoke of climate change as a consequence of air pollution. However, one of the other phenomena which lead to climate change is El Niño. A few years ago, the fishermen on the Peruvian coastlines observed a number of changes in the regional water currents. It was the first month of the new year and the related festivities were just held when they suddenly realized the warm southern water current which adjusted the cool temperature of regional water currents. The regional waters were the habitats of many waterbirds and fish species. These cold waters were highly nutritious for the aquatics and shaped an appropriate environment for them. Hence, fishing was at its peak. However, the unordinary presence of warm water currents changed the situation and dealt a blow against the fishing industry. Warm water currents remained in the region for 1 or 2 years and led to ample tropical rainfalls, which, according to some, turned deserts into orchards. After this date, this phenomenon occurs every few years, and given that the warming of the waters of South Pacific Ocean usually takes place around the anniversary birth of Prophet Jesus, the regional fishermen refer to this phenomenon as El Niño. In the Spanish language, El Niño is defined as a small buoy. Whenever the opposite occurs and cold water currents replace the warm currents, this is referred to as La Niña or the small girl. In La Niña phenomenon, which occurs after El Niño phenomenon, the water currents of the South Pacific Ocean become very cold. El Niño is the most powerful climatic cycle of the past 65 years in the world, which occurs once every 2 to 7 years, including major abnormalities in the planet's climate. Some of these abnormalities are occurrence of sudden flash floods, droughts, famines and epidemics. El Niño is a phenomenon which takes shape in the Pacific Ocean and due to the circulation of midwaves, indirectly impacts the entire planet. In fact, this phenomenon is a major climatic development which occurs due to the release of energy accumulated in the South Pacific Ocean. The first sign of this phenomenon is the change in the direction of cold and warm water currents and the emergence of regional winds. Throughout the recent years, researchers have carried out precise, extensive studies on the mechanism of formation of El Niño phenomenon and the mutual impacts of the atmosphere and the ocean, especially in regard to the lack of uniformity of temperature on the sea's surface and the fluctuations of air pressure in the years in which El Niño occurs. Documented evidence shows that in the past 50 years, El Niño phenomenon has been the main cause of drought in the world. In fact, droughts in the Middle East in recent years have usually been caused by El Niño phenomenon. Based on clear evidences of a 22% surge in dry regions within the 20th centuries have mainly been the result of this phenomenon in the 1980s. Another study reveals that this phenomenon has originated rainfalls in Middle East, west of Indian Ocean, and east of Red Sea. At the time of emergence of El Niño phenomenon, tropical winds blow over the ocean from west to east. These winds take the ocean's warm water currents, which have been heated by sun rays in tropical regions, toward the west coast of North and South America. Upon the warming of waters, rainfalls are pushed toward the east, resulting in the emergence of flash floods in Peru and droughts in Indonesia and Australia. The key sign of El Niño phenomenon is the unordinary rise of temperature across and on the two sides of the tropical region in Central and East Pacific Ocean. Once every few years, this current is paired with a huge and unordinary warming. Under these conditions, the temperature of the sea surface rises above normal in 3 to 5 coastal locations, at least for a few consecutive months. In this case, the unordinary temperature remains for a year or even longer, and in order to return to ordinary regional conditions, one has to wait at least until next January or March. Throughout the occurrence of El Niño phenomenon, temperature abnormalities on the sea surface cover an area of 5 million square kilometers. El Niño phenomenon causes the death of fish species, which in turn leads to the death of millions of water birds across the coastlines, thereby inflicting irreparable economic blows on the fishing industry in Peru and Ecuador. This phenomenon could also cause the death of other aquatics. Recently, the body of huge whale was discovered on the coastlines of the state of Oregon in U.S. West Coast. Researchers announced that the El Niño phenomenon has weakened this huge whale and has ultimately taken its life. This phenomenon thinned the fatty layer of the related whale by 10 centimeters. One of the other negative impacts of El Niño phenomenon is the occurrence of torrential rainfalls over arid lands. As a result of abnormal conditions which later surface in such regions, a linear phenomenon is known as a natural catastrophe. This phenomenon also highly contributes to emergence of drought in India, East Australia, Malaysia, Indonesia and the entire Southeast Asia. For instance, the El Niño phenomenon which occurred from 1982-1983 pushed a chain of torrential rainfalls toward East and Central Pacific Ocean. As a result, destructive flash floods took place in South Ecuador and Northeast Peru. El Niño is coupled with a change in atmosphere's currents. The related southern move is one of the root causes of climate change in the world. This phenomenon has captured the attention of experts as of 25 years ago, leading them to carry out extensive studies in this domain. In the first step, they forecasted the date of emergence of El Niño and La Niña phenomena and the climate. Scientific research on the conduct of atmosphere and oceanic currents can help experts in long-term prediction of weather conditions, which highly contributes to their preparedness to face floods and droughts. Experts opine that the El Niño phenomenon is resurging, thereby reinforcing the possibility of emergence of drought in some regions and occurrence of floods in others. This process can undermine monsoon winds in South and Southeast Asia. As a consequence, rainy season in South Africa will dry up, while concurrently ample rainfalls will be observed in East and South America. Under these conditions, experts are not sure whether the intensification of El Niño phenomenon due to climate change has been the result of rising emissions of carbon dioxide or not. This, in turn, has made it more difficult to predict the emergence of El Niño phenomenon. Meanwhile, undoubtedly, the role of mankind in negligence of divine blessings has highly contributed to the occurrence of these environmental catastrophe. Dear listeners, thanks for tuning in today. We hope that you follow us with next episode that will be brought to you by IRIB English Radio.